With us now is NPR's Julie McCarthy, and she's in Baghdad. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Julie. Tell us what kind of reaction you are able to observe in Baghdad now.
Well, you know, during the news conference itself, I could hear the sounds of guns being fired in the neighborhood, in and around Baghdad. That's the scene. Iraqi radio stations are reporting that people out in the streets in Basra and other towns were doing the same, this celebratory firing of guns. Word had leaked out before the formal announcement here. The Iraqi governing council had held a news conference before Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator, made the announcement about Operation Red Dawn, with Ricardo Sanchez at his side and Anad Pachachi, who is the current acting president of the Iraqi Governing Council. And it was Mr. Pachachi today who said next week there are plans to declare a national holiday to mark the events of December the 13th, last night, the hours and the day and the hour that Mr. Saddam Hussein was taken into custody. It's a measure of the moment here. But by the same token, you know, people are unhappy in Baghdad. So the idea that they're out dancing in the streets, I think, is something that we might expect in some pockets, but not as a general proposition. It's a miserable life for them here, and so this comes as this good news comes against a backdrop of a lot of misery, of no gas, no phones, no electricity, and little security.
So it's been a measured celebration in Baghdad.
Well, I, you know, the whole idea that people would be out in the streets, you know, wildly celebrating, I haven't seen that yet. It may come, but as I say, there's also this subdued sense of a problem-ridden existence here in the capital for the average citizen that you would almost expect would put a damper on any kind of celebration.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Baghdad. Julie, thank you very much.
Thank you.